Hello, everybody hearing? No, I am giving some very important messages. You please try to follow it literally as I have told. The first point is that the 14th birthday celebration has been decided to be cancelled. The 14th birthday celebration has been decided because of my health condition. All of you got it? Now, Param Pujya Gurudev's date of birth, according to English calendar, and that also of Param Vandaniya Mataji, is 20th September. It is not Tithis, but the English calendar. All of you got it? Now, what I am planning is, the moment I reach, there is a big country called India, I heard about it much. I want to see it and I am coming it on 6th early morning. Therefore, from 11th to 19th, there will be a Navaratri Sadhana, which I will be doing where I am. It will be in Hyderabad, but the location of it, I will see that it will be able to be done by those who want to join my Sadhana from 11th September to 19th September. That will be Navaratri Anushthana of finishing 24,000 Gayatri Mantra. Those who want to join me can come and join there. And where and how, I will be happy if you can decide yourself and convey the location. If not, when I come there, I decide. But I would prefer if you people can decide. And this series of anushthans I want to continue from 11th, 19th and then 21st to 29th and then 1 to 9 every month. And there, in their sadhanas, I will teach the 5 initial books of Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, 1 and 2, 3 and 4 and 5. 1 and 2 is the 21st century bright future. The second is Yukki Mang Pratibha Parishkar, 3rd and 4th. And the 5th is Satyukki Punaragaman. And those who want to come to the class must first give me a proof that they have read those books. I don't want them to be an expert in those books, but I should know that you have read these books. And I am not going to finish the 5 books in the Navaratris. First Navaratri, first 2 books. Second Navaratri, that is 21st to 29th, 3rd and 4th volume. And 1 to 9, that will be the 5th book. Is this clear about my schedule of teaching. Right. And now, one more option that I am giving, and you people have to decide, because this will be my last way of conveying you my plan of action. The moment I land in Hyderabad, I will have no plan of action. So you have to get a printout of what I am saying this. Everyone can get a printout of your own computers and try to find out what I am telling. And you have to plan it. First is, because of the health problems, the 14th program in which I may participate is a doubt. It is a risk factor, but if Hyderabadis can see that I am healthy enough, then about the 14th October, I am giving only two options. Number one, a program anywhere in Andhra Pradesh on 14th morning. Technically, I use the word options, but I am giving very clear-cut two decisions, not options. First, a program anywhere in AP on 14th morning, and I will reach that place on 13th night. The first point, of everyone got it? I reach that place where the program of 14th October is placed on 13th night. Naturally from Hyderabad. Next is, I would prefer a very big function in a village, preferably where Peer Shastri and Dr. Sri Ram are active. So, the morning 14th October location must be close to that place so that I can reach by afternoon of 14th to that huge group of villages which I am expecting, or maybe it is my imagination. Is the second option, secondation clear? And now, those who are hearing it, you remember that I am not going to repeat or tell these decisions on 6th morning. I will just follow it. And if you can plan it, okay. But these two decisions of 14th is a possibility depending on the health aspect that you must always remember. So these two decisions are clear. Number one, Navaratri sadhanas as per schedule 1 to 9, 11 to 19th and 21 to 29th of every month starting from 11th. The next is, the 14th program is cancelled. The plan which I have given for the 14th program is cancelled, but the two decisions that I have given, you can plan, hoping that I will be able to attend it. If not, it doesn't matter. You people can do it wherever you are. You need not even have a big gathering. In a wherever city or town or village you are, you can do it. And on that day, I think I will be able to give you a video message if possible. If not, an audio message. This is, I am talking about 14th October program. Is this clear to all of you? Right. Now, the next point which I want all of you to be very clear is that the audio CDs of Parampujya Gurudev's autobiography and Mata Bhagavati's biography is available. See that all of you start hearing it. That is the second advice I am giving. But all these advices will be stopped the moment I land in India. No advice. Whatever you plan, if I can do it, I will join it. And I am trying to get the Sushmikarna audio also, Sushmikarna Sadhana book audio also. So that is another work I am giving. And you try to sell these audio CDs to all who can buy it. I am not talking only about Gayatri Parivar people. And those who have bought it, you try to find out whether they have held it or not. The second point is now clear. The next point which I want to convey is about the five programs of Parampujya Gurudev. Number one, yajnas, birthday, marriage day celebrations. This is the first work. All of you must see that these five programs are attended and nobody interferes with other programs. You have to select any one of these five programs. Number one, yajnas, birthday and marriage day celebration. That is what is important for the Pragya Mandals. So those who are having Pragya Mandals or a part of the Pragya Mandals should see this first point is actively and meticulously. When I say meticulously, I mean that the birthdays and marriage days should be collected. You should have a file. And I have been asking that you should show it. And again, I am asking. Okay? The next one is, those who concentrate on reading the Krantidharmi Sahitya books, they should read. They should digest and then teach to others. And every month, at least they should see that a minimum of 5 to 10 people, new people, you have involved in it. I am not asking what you are going to do. I am just telling, and this I am not going to repeat again in my life after I leave, land in India. You remember that. I am almost technically, I am retiring. Technically. So what I am trying is to insist that you people should only concentrate on one topic. One topic means one group of works. Krantidharmi Sahitya. It is wonderful that those who are interested to read it and spread it. That is a wonderful opportunity, and yajnas are equally wonderful. But Krantidharmi Sahitya is a very specific of Parampujya Gurudev's own contribution. Yajna is what the Hindu Dharma has. But Krantidharma Sahitya is a very, very, very special bounty and treasure given by Parampujya Gurudev. So first point, yajnas, birthdays, marriage days. I want the list where you have completed it in this. I am not going to ask you again that I am going to ask you this. So you have to remember that I am asking the details of where you have conducted the yajnas and the details of the birthdays and marriage days, what you have collected in that yajna, and if possible a photo. And now about the Krantidharmi Sahitya. You read some books, study them, and when you read a Krantidharmi Sahitya, it is such a powerful book that you will get a plan of action which is very unique for yourself. You will get a plan of action which is very unique for yourself. So you should make a note of it. And then practice it. And then you teach to others. Let them read and study, digest, and get their own plan of action. So first point and second point is very clear to all of you. And when I say I am asking, it is clear to all of you, you should be clear about the way you should have to deal it. You hear it and say you heard it, that is not important. You have to practice it. So two. One is yajna, other is kranti dharmisahitya. Number three is those who can afford and have the time, they start doing the Navaratri sadhanas at least monthly once on these dates, 1 to 9 or 11 to 19 or 21 to 29. I will be continuously doing this, continuously, 1 to 9, and then 11 to 19, and 21 to 29, and I have also given my plan of action that the 11th to 19th, my Navaratri sadhana of that month will be in Hyderabad. Location, I don't know. And suppose nobody gives a location which I like, I will do it alone, myself, in seclusion. I am not at all worried whether you join me or not, but I am allowing you to join you. Join me. Be very clear and understand about it. My program is not changing, and I am not going to disclose my programs. The moment I land in India, I am a sealed book. And the book which can open, the key which can open me is these discussions which I am now doing. But on 11th to 19th program, what I am going to do, the Navaratri Sadhana, is stupendously important because 20th September is the birthday of both Parampuja Gurudev and Mata Bhagavati Devi, according to the Christian calendar. 20th September is the birthday of both Mataji and Guruji. Guruji is 20th September 1911 and Mataji is 20th September 1926. So, the Purnahuti of this Navaratri Sadhana from 11th to 19th will be culminating on the birthdays of both Parampuja Gurudev and Mata Bhagavati Devi Sharma. So this is an opportunity which you people can, if possible, attend. I am not ordering you to attend. I am just telling the importance of it. I am going to do it. So, about the five properties or five things which you have to concentrate is Yajna, Birthday, Marriage group, Kranti Dharmi Sahitya group. And now we come to the third point. The third point is about those who are interested in Gayatri Mantra Japa. I am doing like this, and those who want to do like this in their own homes, they can do it. And if they can make it a group activity, it is much more important. So there, that is only interest in doing the mantra japa. Those people need not do the first two, and also the coming latter two. If they are interested in mantra japa, they should be very stubborn and steadfast in doing the mantra japa. And if possible, if the number of mantras you have finished in all these dates, and if you can send it on 10th, 20th and 30th of every month, that is the Purnahuti dates of my sadhanas, 10th of every month, 20th of every month, 30th of every month, I will be happy. But I am not going to ask you again to send me these reports, and I just don't care whether you do it or not. I am just giving you my program. If you think it is important, join. So the 3 points are clear. Each is an individual attempt by your own personal group. Yajna, Krantidharmi Sahitya and Japa. And in this process, I would like to remind you again that 27th September of this year, 27th September of this year, and I think 26th September of this year is Mataji's birthday. Am I right? So 26th September of this year is Mataji's birthday, and 27th birthday is Param Pujya Gurudev's birthday. And now in this particular program which I am now telling you is not about those 5 keys to which can open Param Pujya Gurudev's activity. It is my personal relationship with Param Pujya Gurudev. And those who want to have a relationship with me and Param Pujya Gurudev, on 27th September 2008, I am announcing Prajñāvatāra Mahākāla Shakamu. Prajñāvatāra Mahākāla Shakamu. For this, I am planning a diary. I think many people are attempting. And now there is a lot of time, even when I come there, we have time to plan for the diary. And it should be a real diary for the sadhakas who have dedicated to be a part of the Prajñāvatāra Mahākāla Sadhana. So that they can be the people who herald the Prajñāvatāra Mahākāla Shakamu. The spelling correction you have to check. For this also I invite people to Hyderabad. And if possible, you can have a function. And I don't know what type of functions you have in mind, a small function of 1 or 2 people, or a very large function of having 20 or 30 people, because that is how I have an impression now that we are capable only of having functions of less than 50 people. But if you can make it big one, and if you can, what we show a wonder, and if you can really make it a very big function, okay. But I have nothing to tell you about it. And all of you, if you can do it, you can have this opening of this Prajñāvatāra Mahākāla Shakamu with the diaries in your own places. And measure those places, happier will I be. This point clear? So those who want to join me in Hyderabad on this ceremony, in my room, I have a very small room beside my bathroom. We can have that a great function there in that small room. Or if you can do it something in the cellar of that house where 20 people can be there. Or you can make it a 20,000 people. It all depends on your way of visualizing the things. I am not asking anything. Is this clear? Now, I come back again to the Param Pujya Gurudev's 5-point program. I have finished it 3. Yajna, Krantidharmi, Sahitya and Japa. And this diary is something special only this time. And maybe it may become special every year if we do it. Then the diary holders have to meet again on the birthday of Param Pujya Gurudev every year and check themselves how they are growing. Next, the most important thing what Param Pujya Gurudev has always asked is to remove the iron clutches of Hinduism over Yajna and Gayatri Mantra. This point all of you understood? To remove the crushing effect of Hinduism over Gayatri Mantra and Yajna. For this, I have already given you the Gayatri Pandal program, just as Vinayaka's Pandal and Ramanavami Pandal. I will be happy if you people can make your veranda of your house where this Gayatri Pandal is used and where the Panchopachara Puja, as explained by Param Pujya Gurudev in Jivan Devata Sadhana. In Jivan Devata Sadhana, he has two books in Kranti Dharmi Sahitya. Jivan Devata Sadhana Aradhana, that is book number 7. And then Jivan Devata Ka 19 and the book number 19. Jivan Devata Ka Sadhana Aradhana is 19. And then the 7th book, Jivan Devata Ka Swarnim Sutra. This is what you have to tell in the pandal, insisting that upasana ka samagra samarpan. Upasana is the samagra samarpan, where I have told you to utilize the panchopachara puja. Correct. And the people who are involved, they should feel that they are not ticked as Hindus or Christians or Sikhs or Jains, or this and that. It is the divinity they are praying is their own personal life divine. You are the divine whom you are trying to do the worship. So this is what you have to tell them. It is you who are the temple. Your body is the temple. So this is the 4th one, the Gayatri Pandal, where life divine will be told. The 5th one is what is most important, is the university, Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya. The courses that is being taught there, the relationship with the Panchopachara Puja and the 5 courses, and how it is complete human-oriented university without nothing to do with their personal religion or anything. So what we will tell them is that the Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya is there. What I generally call this process as an information center about Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya. So this is the 5 processes: Yajna, Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, Japa, Gayatri Mandal, Pandal, and Deva Sanskriti Vishwavidyalaya. So this is what I want you all to do. And wherever I am, you are always free to come to me to discuss anything constructive which you have done. Never come to me and say, I am going to do. And whatever little it is, it's okay. I don't mind whether you have just able to teach it for one man only. Or even if you can prove that you have literally done and learned something personally and grew, even alone you are allowed to come. And when I say alone to come, I don't mean that you have to bring the entire group whom you have taught. But you should give sufficient photos and or what activities you have done as a proof that you have done. Anyone can meet me? All of you got the 5 points in my announcement of retirement? But my connection and help is always there. Now, a very extremely personal thing, I don't know whether I can discuss it on the web, but because I have told you that I am going to express myself completely to all my people, I am talking something about the way of food I am going to take. Should I tell or leave it to my personal issues? Nobody is answering, they don't want to hear it properly. And those who have asked, you should remember that I am going to eat more than I am now doing. I will eat 5 times a day. All of you got it? How many times I am going to eat? 5 times a day. Every 3.5 hours. 5 times a day. It starts around morning 7. You can even note the time, plus minus 15 minutes, I can afford that difference. So somebody, you give the table, add 3.5 hours to 7, it becomes 10:30. You please type someone. What continue? Type the time. 5 hours, 10:30 a.m. then. What is the next time? After 10:30 a.m., 3.5 hours, 11, 12, 1 or 2. Now somebody is typing 1 and somebody is typing 4:30. I want a series of timings, 7 a.m., 10:30 a.m., then what? That is 2. Then 3:30 a.m. will be 5:30 p.m., right. And last will be 6 plus 3, 9 p.m. Shiva Chandana Vallam Konda. Type it again, all the series. The entire series. Right. And every time I should have 350 calories food with low carbohydrates. Madhuri is okay. What is the dosage of every food eating? 350 calories with low carbohydrates. And now how many calories I am going to eat every day? I am very poor in calculation. I think the first 05 should go after 7. Am I right? No, no, it's okay. Round cursor is okay. So this is what, wherever I am, people should see that every dose should have 350 calories. And carbohydrates, you just somebody take care of it, not now, but somebody must take care of it. And of course, I have now decided that I am not going to depend on anybody. I will do my own calculations and take it. But I will be happy if somebody can come and help me about these calculations. Because a retired man cannot demand some help. Okay? Now I think I have told you whatever I want. So, about my activities, you need not worry, I will become more active. And all these 1 to 9, 11 to 19, and 21 to 29, all sadhaks who can come and do the sadhana with me is okay. I don't know. If they can see a place where together we can do it, it's okay. If not, wherever you are, you do it. And on the final day, we can just have a phone contact and do the Samuhika Yajna. We can do a web Yajna also, so it doesn't matter. So I think you have understood my moods. This will be my last advice with vocal cards. So if you want something, you can ask me now. So I am very open and everyone is ready to join me. But the only thing is, now that I have given the 5 programs and the Prajñāvatāra Mahākālaśyakamu, I will just cooperate who are doing. I am not going to ask anyone to do this and do that. But all are invited in my activities from 1 to 9, 11 to 19, and 21 to 29. And I have specifically mentioned that those 9 days I will teach the first 5 books, not in a very, all the 5 books in 9 days, but something will be planned about it. Okay? Anyone to ask questions? All are free. And you don't think that my health is really lagging me. It is pushing me very fast in a particular direction. And those who can follow me, can follow me. For example, probably around April to about 4 or 5 months, on this basis, I may have a great work in America. And probably in January and February, I have something on these lines in New Zealand. So I'm not talking about retirement from the work. I am trying myself to make myself free so that I can work independently, and those who want to follow me can come independently. Got the point? Do you mean us a team or US team? It should be Naha team, our team. Right. No. Us is also not USA. It is Upasana, Sadhana, Aradhana. Yes, now free to discuss, and if you get confused with anything, you are free to ask. You are always free to ask anything. You can ask a big question also.
Srinivas, Sangatati. Any spiritual secrets behind 5 times Ahara?
If you disclose all these things, Sri, now those who couldn't think it also will now think, there is certainly a very great spiritual directions to which humanity will be brought. But please don't try to take that timetable of eating to you. It is a special thing for myself. But your question is particularly justified, and I think I could answer. Any more questions? Can I leave? I will meet those who are interested to meet me on 7th September. And I am very happy about the events and things that have taken place in America. I think really it was a very, very successful tour. But of course, as usual, wherever I am a headache to the people who are with me, especially to Teja. She has to balance me and the public and also the work I am telling, but you all know that headache. Something which all people like.